This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, a Republican rally this weekend in Wisconsin was without its headliner, Donald Trump. It was supposed to be the first time Trump campaigned with Paul Ryan, but Ryan revoked the invitation in light of the audio released on Friday. We'll learn more in a minute.
First, TV viewers had a choice last night between watching the Green Bay Packers game and that second presidential debate. As Laurel White reports, many Wisconsin voters are feeling apathetic about this year's presidential candidates and had no problem at all choosing which matchup to watch.
It's a crisp fall night, and if you look in the window past the handful of glowing beer signs, you can see a crowd of green and gold-wearing Packer fans gathered in Dexter's Pub, a neighborhood bar on Madison's east side. Beer flows from the taps, the grill sizzles with burgers, and the sound of Sunday night football fills the air. At any number of houses just down the street from Dexter's, there's a good chance that instead of watching Aaron Rodgers connect with Jordy Nelson for a touchdown, people could be watching this on TV.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Secretary Clinton, I want to follow up on that. I'm going to let you talk about it now.
Because everything he just said is absolutely false, but I'm not surprised.
Really? The second presidential debate went head-to-head with the Packers game on Sunday night. But for almost everyone inside Dexter's, deciding which matchup to watch is an easy call. Maggie Kane is a Madison resident and Packer fan.
Judging by the last debate and what I had heard went on, I'd rather keep all my brain cells.
For some people, though, sitting out the debate isn't just about preserving brain cells. Some aren't watching because they genuinely dislike both candidates. Janet Payne is one of those people.
It's bad against bad. I don't know what to say. You know, it's just, there's really no choices. I don't think either one of them should be in the race, to be honest.
Payne says she's never missed an election, but she thinks so little of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump that she may sit this one out.
I'm considering not voting because they're really, I wouldn't know who to vote for. Realistically, there's just nothing. I mean, I don't like either one of them. I don't like what they stand for. So.
Ben Perlman, who's sitting at the bar with a couple friends, feels the same way.
It's an embarrassment, to be honest. I feel like we have two really poor choices, and I'm kind of surprised that those are our choices this year.
According to the latest Marquette University survey, Payne and Perlman are not alone. The poll, released late last month, found 68% of Republicans would have liked their party to nominate someone other than Donald Trump, and 48% of Democrats would prefer Bernie Sanders as their nominee instead of Clinton. A few Dexter's customers, including David Rooney, say they'd be at home if another candidate was on stage.
Oh yeah, if it was Bernie Sanders, I'd be watching it.
But it's not Bernie Sanders for Democrats, even though he won Wisconsin's April primary. And for Republicans, it's not Wisconsin primary winner Ted Cruz. Janet Payne's son David, who's watching the game with his mom, says he feels a distinct lack of excitement this election cycle.
I'm not very enthusiastic at all, really. I don't know how Trump got to where he's at. And I mean, obviously Hillary with the name and the experience has been in politics a long time. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not enthused, that's for sure.
But David Payne says even if it were Bernie Sanders or Ted Cruz or another candidate he was more excited about, it wouldn't matter much tonight. He still wouldn't be watching the debate. How come?
Nope. It's Packer Sunday.
And that is an awful lot for politicians to compete with in Wisconsin, especially when they aren't voters' first choices to begin with. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.
As we continue our conversation about the election, this weekend Republican faithful gathered in Elkhorn for Fall Fest, an annual fundraiser for Wisconsin's GOP featuring House Speaker Paul Ryan from the 1st Congressional District.
The rally was supposed to be the first time Ryan campaigned with presidential nominee Donald Trump. However, his appearance was canceled by Ryan. He was disinvited after tapes of vulgar comments made by Trump were made public.
However, some Trump supporters weren't happy with the decision to disinvite the Republican presidential candidate.
We want Trump! And with tensions high within the GOP ranks, Wisconsin Republicans are figuring out what to do next.
Jessie Opoyan joins us now. She's the state government reporter for the Capital Times, and she covered this Republican rally this weekend. Jessie, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So set the scene for this rally. I imagine there was some dramatic tension hanging in the air because of everything happening. What was it like?
Yeah, it was a little tense. You know, as you mentioned, up until the night before, everyone who was attending was expecting Donald Trump to be there. They were also expecting Mike Pence, his running mate, to be there. We found out pretty late Friday night that Donald Trump would no longer be attending after the vulgar tapes came out, but we didn't find out until Saturday morning that Mike Pence would also no longer be attending. And there were people who traveled from outside the area, and people even from nearby, who were there specifically to see the men from the top of the ticket, and they were not happy.
How large and how vocal was that group of Trump supporters?
You know, anytime you have hecklers, they can have sort of an outsized presence in terms of, you know, how many of them are there as opposed to how many people are just happy to be there and aren't shouting. But it was definitely noticeable. And I think sort of aside from the hecklers, just in conversations with people who were there before the speaking program started, pretty much everyone I interviewed was upset that Donald Trump wasn't there. Some people were more upset with Paul Ryan. Some people just thought, you know, the media had made too much of it. Other people were just a little bit disappointed. But there was definitely a pervasive sort of undercurrent throughout the day that people were disappointed. And, it may not have been the majority, but it was definitely a noticeable chunk of people there.
So this obviously put Paul Ryan in a difficult position, one it seems like is still being resolved to some extent. But what is your sense of how Ryan handled this shift in not only the rally, but in the way he might personally be thinking about Donald Trump as a candidate?
Well, it was interesting to watch it play out. You know, he was the last person to speak at this event, and you had other GOP heavy hitters, you know, Governor Scott Walker, Senator Ron Johnson, some other state officials there who all spoke. And the only one really to mention Donald Trump specifically by name was Attorney General Brad Schimmel, up until Paul Ryan spoke. And he very briefly acknowledged it at the beginning of his speech. He said, you know, that there's an elephant in the room. It's a serious situation. He had issued a statement the night before basically saying that Donald Trump's comments were indefensible and inexcusable, and he stood by that statement, and that was all he was going to say about it. That wasn't what the event was about. This is an annual event. It's usually designed to showcase Wisconsin elected officials and Wisconsin candidates. So that was sort of Paul Ryan's tack for the day. Since then, we've seen him kind of try to walk a fine line today, where he's telling members of his party he's focused on trying to preserve a majority in Congress. He's focused on trying to win races for his own candidates beneath him, and he's not going to be focusing so much on the presidential race. He says he won't be defending Donald Trump, but he also says he's not unendorsing Donald Trump.
So what is your sense of how that played with the people who were there? That sort of, it was a fine line that he was walking. Is your sense that there could be the negative repercussions for Republicans down ballot that we've been wondering about? Or do you think that people will stay on board with the path that Paul Ryan is trying to bring them on?
I think it's going to be very unique to each district. And it's going to be sort of up to those different candidates to figure out what their district wants. But, it definitely seemed the mood of the people there on Saturday were looking for all of these elected officials to embrace Donald Trump and to run with him instead of away from him. But there, you know, are potentially some districts in Wisconsin or throughout the country where it may be a better strategy to step back.
At the end of the rally, Paul Ryan did address attendees and spoke a little bit more about what would happen going forward. Here's what he said.
Here in Wisconsin, we will deliver our 10 electoral votes. We will fight for our conservatives, and we will offer this country solutions, and we will meet the moment for what it is. Thank you for coming out for Fall Fest, everybody. Thank you so much, you guys. God bless you all. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Here's some boos mingled in there. The line that strikes me is, we will meet the moment for what it is. I'm not sure what that means, but I guess it means that it's a complicated situation, and no one's quite sure how to talk about it right now. I mean, I wonder what Republican leadership is thinking right now in Paul Ryan's decision to not campaign with Donald Trump, to not defend Donald Trump, but also not to rescind that endorsement. What do you make of that, Jesse?
It was interesting to watch that play out this morning. This was purely from sort of watching it happen in real time on Twitter. But, you know, there was first this announcement that, and I think it was the AP who reported it initially, that Paul Ryan would be not defending Donald Trump, would be actively, you know, not participating in that. But no sooner, you know, no sooner did that news come out than did he hop back on this call with members of his party to say, well, you know, I'm not endorsing him because the backlash was already coming in. So there's this real tug of war going on, I think, within the party that no one really has a finger on the pulse of what's the right answer here.
And what about Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes? Wanting to deliver those for Trump, I guess, but also wanting to shore up the ticket in Wisconsin for Republicans down ballot. How does that line get walked?
I thought that was a fun line. We'll deliver the votes, but not saying who they'll be delivered for. But yeah, you know, the focus on Saturday, and I think the focus from here on out for Republicans in Wisconsin is not so much on the presidential ticket as it is on Ron Johnson's Senate race. And he's been down in the polls since the beginning of this race. He continues to be down, although it is tightening a little bit. And it's hard to say, you know, what effect Donald Trump has at that at that point. But
and Jesse, we have to leave it there. Thank you for joining us.
Sure. Thanks, guys.
That was Jesse O'Poyne, state government reporter for the Capital Times. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Farah. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.